Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is, why do you avoid people? So this topic might not be true of everyone, but I do think everyone could benefit from it. So we either ourselves are somebody who kind of avoids people, or we know somebody who avoids people and maybe they're avoiding us. And it might be interesting to find out some of the reasons why. And for the people who do avoid people, it might be, again, helpful to figure out some of the reasons why so we can work on it. So part of becoming a personal trainer, part of this job, is you do get close to people. And in conversations of what might be holding somebody back in their physical health, you expose things in regards to mental and emotional and relational and other areas of health. So there might be, for example, like a self-worth reason why somebody won't follow their diet correctly or won't follow their training program correctly. So as a trainer, I am definitely not a psychologist. I'm not certified in any way whatsoever. But it's kind of partly my duty, or I feel like it is for me, to address some of those issues in some manner. So if my job is to get them their goals in physical health, but there's something in another realm of health going to hold that back, then I have to identify it, address it, or kind of bring light to it. If I continue to try to skirt around that issue, it's never going to get solved, and it's always going to be in the way of their physical health. So there's been a ton of examples where, like, I've helped people get on stage before and compete and even win pro cards and stuff, but that was just masking an underlying issue. So they used a negative motivated force to accomplish a really awesome large goal in their life. And even though they had the pinnacle of physical health, they weren't happy. They weren't internally healthy. And that's kind of a bummer. So I never got into personal training to just, you know, create fake bodies with dead souls inside. So I want to, if anything, if I got to choose, I would much rather touch a person's soul than their body. I'd rather have my interactions with somebody reflect on the inside rather than the outside only. And so that's recently a conversation I got in with a client, was talking about how they felt that their physical goals and the depth in which they were pursuing them were getting in the way of their social life. And we were talking about different reasons why they were maybe avoiding people in their life. And I brought up reasons why I do the same. So I avoid people for various reasons. So it was a kind of a fun shared conversation in the sense of not picking out like just their flaws. We all do it. So it's kind of a shared experience. And we were just kind of talking through some of the reasons. And in that conversation, I kind of thought that it might be a neat topic for a podcast. So it's a little bit different than what you might think you're going to find on a health and fitness type podcast, but I think it's a good one. So let's get into it. So the first one that I kind of explained that I run into, and I know a lot of clients I work with that run into, is the fear of time wasted. So we avoid what we would consider meaningless conversations throughout the day. We try to avoid people. We try to, you know, skirt around people here or there at work or this or that, and because we just don't want to waste time. Like, we have a million things in our to-do list. Every single minute of every single day means so much to us that we just have to get everything done. And there are people I meet with, even outside of the gym on a regular basis, that have struggled with this. And a lot of them are either entrepreneurs, like they own their own business, or they're on like a commissions-based job. And there's some other careers and stuff too, but most often it comes from a career that is time pressured. So therefore, they see interactions with others as, you know, what am I getting from this? What's the meaning of this? What's the point of this? They very rarely get into conversations, and they have a hard time accepting conversations that they don't feel have a beneficial point or a, you know, some kind of end goal. And that's really sad, yeah, because you really do miss out on just the fun of people, and you miss out on just laughing with people and sometimes being there to listen to someone and be a gift for them emotionally, or maybe having somebody do that for you. And there's a lot of things to be gained from random conversations with strangers, and even when we don't realize it. So, for example, if you go into a, you know, say you stop at a gas station, you get some gas, you have to go inside to get some food or something like that, and you stop for a minute and smile at the clerk. You ask them how their day is going. They ask you how yours is. You just have like a genuine positive 30-second interaction with somebody. That can carry on positively to the next person that they talk with, and that can also put you in a better mood. Maybe you get back into your car, you start singing to the radio. By the time you get to work, you're in a little bit more positive mood. So it does have effects that often we don't recognize and we undervalue. And I think that's interesting that we base our time on what can we accomplish with our time, and we think of relationships and connections with others as not valuable. Like, we don't feel that that's what time should be spent on. And oh my gosh, is that backwards. So the time we have on this planet, the relationships and the connections that we make in the interactions with other people, that's a big part of what this life is for. So there is always, you know, that cliche thing that there's no U-Haul behind a hearse. You know, so you can spend your entire life trying to earn, you know, $10 million, but the day you die, that money is worthless. You know, like, you can have the fanciest cars, the biggest house, all that stuff, but the day you die, it's worthless. Now, you can argue that connections and relationships are worthless as well, but they do have more meaning to them. They have more greater effect on you in life than possessions and money does. So trying to recognize that just human interaction is a positive thing. So you can have fun by just talking to somebody. You don't have to be productive. Like, there doesn't have to be something done or something gained from that conversation. You can just do it for yourself. You know, maybe get 5 minutes to get your mind off of work. So sometimes getting your mind off of work can let you recharge a little bit. And that's a big benefit. So we've done a podcast in the past, podcast number 95, titled Creating Mental Margin, that we talked about that. And that's something I've struggled with in the past, was always trying to fill every minute of every day. And it was always go, 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 go. And I found that I would get to the end of the day exhausted, and I will have crossed off a lot of things on my to-do list, but I won't have felt like any part of the day was for me. So there wasn't a self-beneficial part. There wasn't me time, or maybe my me time was so organized that it wasn't actually restorative. You know, I got my me time in, I did it in 20 minutes, and that's my window. But what's the purpose? What was the point of the me time? The point of the me time was to recharge your spirit, but all you were worried about was slimming into the to-do list and getting it done in a certain amount of time. So we kind of lost the point of what that was for. So if you get to the end of your days and you kind of struggle with feeling kind of depressed about starting the next day, you know, or hesitant, or you kind of end up watching, you know, mindless TV or mindless YouTube or something like that, or Netflix or whatever, and you realize that you're just putting off starting tomorrow, what that means is you're most likely spending most of your day not enjoying it, not excited, not having fun, not feeling like your life is for you. So you get to the end of the day, and then you want to have your time. Your whole damn day should have been your time. And part of that is creating mental margin, learning to take time to have relationships with other people, connect with other people, just learning to relax a little bit and get a little bit of a slower pace. So we know, for example, financially, that we should have a budget to our life, and we need to kind of think of that with our energy as well. So often with our, think of this in the sense of like our money. Say I made $10,000, let's just say that. We know that we shouldn't plan to spend exactly $10,000, because what happens if an emergency comes up? What happens if your car breaks down? What happens if, you know, something, something, something? There's just a demand on your money. So I recently broke one of the veneers. So one of my teeth broke it, and it's going to cost me probably $500 to $1,000 to fix that damn thing, which is annoying. But that's something that if I would have planned all $10,000, for example, I wouldn't have had the money for that. So we know financially that we need a budget margin. We need to, like, create extra space. And we need to do the same thing with our energy and the same thing with our time throughout the day. So if you're always living to every minute, you're going to feel this tons of pressure all day. If you're always living to the edge of your energy, anytime anything extra adds into your life, you're not going to be able to respond well. You're going to respond negatively, harshly, not respond in a natural manner that you would like, in a manner that maybe represents your true character. So creating a little bit of margin is good in our energy and our time, just like we know it's good in our finances. So if you haven't listened to podcast number 95, go do so. And that can help you get an idea of how to create more mental margin. Number two, so that was number one, was fear of time wasted. Number two, a common reason why people avoid other people is fear of favors. And I will openly admit that I'm a total jerk on this because, like I said, I've not done a very good job up until this last year or so of living with margin. So I was always filling my day completely and entirely with things for other people. Now, I'm in a service job, so that's how I kind of make money. So I'm not actually a saint. I'm not saying I'm doing it for other people to be nice. Like, part of it is. but I do make money doing it. Let's say that. So I do want to do it because I enjoy doing it, and I do enjoy it. So I'm lucky and very blessed and grateful to have a job I love doing that also happens to help other people. But I do get paid for it. So I'm always trying to plan my day chock full of things for other people. Give. And that, like I said, without having margin in my energy or margin in my time, then when I run across somebody and they ask me for something, you just get like, you get angry at them as if they have any freaking clue that you're living your life imbalanced. So, but you get kind of this self-righteous type mindset where you're like, you know, dang it anyhow, why do they ask me that? Like, you know, what do they think I am? Like, da-da-da, don't they realize how busy I am? No, they have no freaking clue. The fact that you're living on your end, like on the very edge, you know, on the edge of a cliff of what you can handle, that's not their fault. It's not their problem. How in the hell would they recognize, or how are they supposed to know that you don't have your life balanced? To the fact that if they ask you to do one thing, all of a sudden you're pissed off at them. That's not their fault. And it took me a while to realize that. So I went through that self-righteous kind of mindset stuff where I remember I would go to church and somebody would ask me something at church, try to send them an email or ask me nutrition questions and stuff. And I started getting kind of like annoyed. And I started not wanting to go to church because I was like, damn it, you know, I'm going to go there and have to leave with like four or five things I'm supposed to do today now. Like I've got to email this person, do this, do that. And I'd be all whiny, throw myself a little bit of a pity party there. And it wasn't their fault. It was my fault. I wasn't living with margin. And I think it's hilarious that I didn't recognize this any sooner, because the reason, part of the reason why I love my job is because I do get to make a difference in other people's lives. So then when somebody was asking me to make a difference in their life, I was getting mad at them. That's pretty damn dumb. So I had to realize that I was a moron and I needed to create better margin in my life with energy and time. So that way, when somebody would ask me a favor, I'd be excited to do it. So I mentioned in a recent podcast, probably at least one or two of them, where one of my New Year's resolutions this year was helps. So I want to have more helps. My goal is 100,000 helps this year, which is lofty. And how a help is defined is either, you know, helping somebody in a conversation, I either give them good information or I make them happy. So they walk away with a smile. It can be through email, it can be through a text, it can be through a message on social media, maybe how many likes a video gets that I post on social media, or how many downloads and listens I get per podcast. So I kind of count my helps per day. And in the month of January, by the way, I have 5,335. And so far in February, I'm on course to be over 6,000. That's definitely not going to get me to 100,000, but it's a good, fun goal to get to. And but what I did was I created my mindset, created a better framework for my mindset to recognize that doing favors for others was a good thing. So, and it's something I want to do. It helps me add up to my helps. It helps contribute more to the purpose and the value of what I think my life is for. So I think I have lived the life I've lived so far that has given me a lot of ups and downs, but has taught me a lot about health and physical health and kind of nutrition, physical health, things related to food in the gym. It's taught me a lot about that, so that way I can give back and help other people. So I find that that's a pretty, I feel like that's what my purpose of life is, and what's going to give me kind of like the value to myself is kind of the ability I have to help other people in this manner. It's exciting. I feel humbled by it, grateful for it. So for me, helping other people, doing favors is a cool thing, and I want to be positive about it because that's what my whole freaking life should be for. You know, that's what I enjoy doing. Now, granted, I have to find a balance. There has to be a balance for me time. I have to do things that make myself happy all the time too. And that's what we talk about with creating margin. So if you have a fear of favors, if you feel like you're stretched so far to the limit and you're just avoiding people because you don't want more work, you don't want more crap to have to do, then that's a sign that you're not living within your means. So you're living to the ends of everything and you're not creating that extra healthy space. So again, listen to podcast number 95 and learn how to create a little bit of mental margin. So create some extra space in your energy and your time so that way you can do favors for people when they need it. So they're coming to you because they think that you have value. I mean, how honor, like that's in such a cool thing that someone like believes that they can, that you can help them and they want that help from you. That's a, you know, that's a something to be proud of, something to be excited for, that they think that you have value that you can add to their life. So creating that margin will allow you to do so. We also have number three here would be part of the reason why maybe some people avoid being close to others is the fear of losing them. So we all, you know, have probably been through relationship breakups where you get really close to somebody, you kind of show somebody your true heart, your true self, and for one reason or another, it doesn't work out. And it just hurts. It hurts giving, you know, the deepest part of yourself, giving part of your heart to someone and having them walk away or Lord, say no thank you. And worse, we've had some people, you know, maybe pass away. So it wasn't necessarily a rejection. It was just they passed on. And it hurts losing them. So there, it is true that people die. That's part of life. And unfortunately, a lot of relationships we have in our life do come to an end in one way or another, whether it's a romantic relationship or even just friendships. Part like losing people is part of life, but we have to also recognize that the time we have with them is also a really cool part of life. So if you always hide from them because you're afraid of losing them, that is losing them. You've never had them to then lose them. So if you never get close to somebody for fear that you'll lose them, you've already lost them by taking that position. You've never really got to know the true them. You never let them get to know the true you. So it's like you never got to have them. Therefore, you lost them from day one. So we have to recognize that we might only have a short time with people, but why not just love the hell out of that time? Why not make the most out of it and really enjoy it? It's true that it's going to hurt when it comes to an end, but think of what you would have missed out on. You would have missed out on all the happy times. You'd have missed out on all the good stuff. And part of why we tend to get hurt when we lose people is because, unfortunately, sometimes we give part of our identity to them. So we give part of the responsibility for our happiness to them, which isn't fair to them, and it's not fair to us, and it's not the right way to do things. So other people are supposed to aid to our happiness. They're not supposed to be our happiness. So we have to find our own value. We have to find our own purpose in life. We have to find our own identity. So that way the people in our life can add to our happiness, but they aren't our happiness. We have our own happiness. So that way, unfortunately, if that relationship does come to an end, you will miss them, but you won't lose your happiness because your happiness wasn't in them. Your happiness was on you. And they were there to add to it when they were, but if they're not, you know, it doesn't make it mean it's going to take away from yours. So, like we said, it's sad when we lose people. Yes, I'm not saying it shouldn't mean anything to you, but you shouldn't give your identity to them. You shouldn't give your happiness to them. So that's unfair for the burden for them to carry. They don't want to have to be trying to be up and positive all the time and try to be perfect so that way you can be happy. That's unfair to them. And it's unfair to you because when that relationship does come to an end, you'll kind of crush and crumble and you'll feel like you've lost yourself and lost your purpose, lost your identity. So we have to find our own value. We have to find our own purpose. We do have podcasts about that. So podcast number 43 was titled Determine Your Value. And we kind of talked through a letter I sent to somebody in the past, about 10 years ago or so, on how to determine their value. And that person actually gave that letter back to me because I needed it. Recently, and it was a good learning lesson for me from my old self. And then podcast number 160 is titled Find Your Purpose. So you can listen to podcast number 43 to determine your value, podcast number 160 to find your purpose, and you can create your own identity. So that way, when you let other people into your life, you can soak in the light that they have. You can soak in the fun, have a great time with them. But if they do leave, or if you lose them, it'll be a bummer. But it won't take away from everything that you have in your life. You'll have your own stuff. You'll have your own identity, your own purpose. Okay. Now, the fourth thing we have, this is a little more like superficial compared to the deepness of the other ones, but is the fear of spending, the fear of finances. So we sometimes avoid people because we feel like we don't have money for them. And this is true in the dating world. Sometimes, I'll just give you a guy's perspective, is to go on a first date costs damn near $100 anymore nowadays. Because you got to go out to eat, then you're probably going to go do something else, you know, go for drinks or go for an activity. And dating is freaking expensive. Holy crap. But it's true. It's part of life. and then also just with friends. So sometimes we don't have the money that we would like to have to go out with friends, or people of like who are friends with each other might have different financial situations. So you might have a rich friend, you might have a poor friend, and sometimes you don't share your friendships as much as you would like, because what one person spending $100 for a weekend doesn't mean much, where another person, they'd have to save all month for that. So sometimes there's financial concerns that hold us back from enjoying our relationships with other people. So number one, we got to create a budget. So like we said, you have to have margin with your emotions and your energy and your time. You have to have margin with your finances. So you can try to save money in certain ways, that way you can have more time to go out on dates or go out with friends. And then also, there are cheap activities. You don't always have to spend $1 million to have fun. So this sounds incredibly dorky, and I'm admitting it on a podcast, but I enjoy just going for walks. So I think it's fun just to go for a walk with somebody, because you're doing something physically active, but it's kind of mindless. That way you can chat and have fun and just talk the whole time. So going for walks, or going, you know, rollerblading or ice skating or, you know, dorky stuff like that is super duper fun. It's usually pretty cheap. But it gives you a chance to be somewhat physically active, but you get a chance to talk and really enjoy the company of the other person. So that's something we can do, is create a budget. So save money when we can, so that we can go on trips or have weekend adventures with our friends. And then also find cheaper activities. So if you need to, you can suggest a cheaper activity to a friend. And I'm sure if they're a good friend, they're not going to care. They're going to go, oh, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's go for a walk. They're just going to be right for it. So, and they might understand why you're doing it, that you want to save money, but they probably won't care. To be honest, they're definitely not going to care if they're a good friend. So sometimes if you're afraid of spending money, just create a budget and actually create like a folder or envelope or some kind of pocket in your mind that you'll put money in for friendships, and then try to find cheap, fun activities that you can still do. So those are common ones, common reasons why we might avoid people. And hopefully we can give you guys some mindset tips on how to correct that. So if you have the fear of time wasted or the fear of favors, you can listen to podcast number 95 and work on creating mental margin. So creating space in your energy and time to allow for relationships and connections with others. If you have the fear of losing somebody, if you let them get close and what happens if you lose them, listen to podcast number 43 to determine your value, podcast number 160 to find your purpose, and work on creating self-identity. Find your own happiness that people can come into and come out of, but it's yours. So that way you are in control of your happiness. And then number four is, if you have fear of spending, create a budget, find some cheap activities. Money doesn't have to define fun. You can still have fun otherwise. Okay? And then if you avoid people because you have a fear of social anxiety, we've actually done a podcast on that, podcast number 27. So it's titled Overcoming Social Anxiety. So if you just avoid people in general because they freak you out and you're afraid of saying dumb things, you're afraid of being judged, go listen to podcast number 27, Overcoming Social Anxiety, and hopefully that'll help you towards that. So relational health is one of the pillars of overall health. So there's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and relational. So each of the pillars are kind of like the foundation to a building. They're the foundation of our health and happiness in life. So you can't have a strong building without all the pillars, and you can't have a strong life, your best life, with one of these areas missing. So you listen to this podcast probably because you value your physical health, but don't lose touch with your mental, emotional, spiritual, and relational health. Okay? So hopefully this has helped. So don't focus just on physical health. Focus on all-around health. Focus on becoming the best overall you. Okay? Be happy both in the gym and out of the gym. Cool. So hopefully this podcast was helpful. And if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. Also, if you like the podcast, you can sign up to become a patron of the podcast by donating $10 or more per month towards the podcast. And for your donation, we'll send you exclusive monthly content, including a monthly training program and extra information related to training, nutrition, and mindset. And all of that content is exclusive just for our patrons. It's just for you. So if you'd like an example of what that monthly content would be, shoot us an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll send you a sample. If you'd like to sign up to become a patron, you can do so directly on the Podbean app by sending us an email or do a Google search, Become a Patron, Brutal Iron Gym Podcast. Cool. Now, also, if you like the podcast, please share it with family and friends. So the more people we help, the happier the world will be. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about. You can reach us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.